It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Governor Polis says he's done trying to comply with a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement subpoena for Colorado employment records. The data was requested by federal immigration officials nearly a year ago. Polis believed complying with the ICE subpoena was warranted. However, a former state employee sued to block the governor last summer, claiming ICE would use the information to justify deportations. Attorneys for Polis reversed their position last week and urged a Denver judge to block the release of information. A spokesperson for the governor's office says it was time to move on from the matter after giving no additional input from ICE on the request. After an Iran briefing with administration officials, Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says he still has some concerns about why the U.S. decided to take military action against Iran. He says it still appears the U.S. took action because of Israel, something Secretary of State Marco Rubio tried to walk back before the briefing. Hickenlooper says he will support a war powers resolution because President Trump seems to have outsourced the decision to go to war.
I don't think Coloradans are supportive of it. I'm not supportive of it. So they're going to vote that way.
More Colorado school districts are taking drastic measures to address budget shortfalls because of declining student enrollment. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Poudre School District in Fort Collins has authorized a reduction in force that allows the district to lay off teachers and staff if necessary. The district faces a $17 million shortfall. There is also the possibility of the legislature cutting school funding again. Meantime, Westminster Public Schools will close two school sites and restructure or relocate five others over the next 4 years to right-size the district. The Board of Education has approved the plan. That district is also facing declining enrollment. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Cox.